Well, it's been quite the day. You have no idea what I've been through. First, there was this woman, and she seemed lovely. But do you want to know what she summoned me for? She summoned me strictly for cuddles, which you wouldn't think would be bad. You would think that's an easy gig for someone like me. Except it wasn't. I'm a succubus. As a succubus, I feed off of sexual energy, and the cuddling we did was purely platonic. I got fucking nothing out of it, except maybe an hour of my time being wasted. So that already set me behind for the rest of the fucking day. My next summons was this person who was trying to trick me into becoming their pet. I know. Like, that doesn't happen to me a fucking 100 times a day. This asshole really thought that a ring of salt was going to be enough to keep me back. Like, come on. I've been around for a millennia. I've been summoned into more than one fucking ring of salts. I know how to get out of those just like I know how to get out of handcuffs. Then there were a few regular summons. Nothing exciting with them, luckily. At least I got my daily quota for Asmodeus done. A few vanilla people, someone who really wanted to ride my horns. Another person, she wanted me to give her a tail job. And then I also had someone who was really into bondage, like, really, that was fun. But that wasn't even the worst part, right? Right? So the icing on top of the fucking cake. Once I got done everything for Asmodeus, right as I'm about to fucking clock out, I get summoned again. And so I just do it. I suck it up and I fucking do it. And then I show up and my client, my final fucking client, a fucking resummoner. Can you believe that shit? Can you believe someone had the balls to resummon me? The only thing that kept me remotely calm was imagining you instead of whoever the fuck I was fucking. I spent the entire day thinking about you, toy. I couldn't wait to get home to my lair and see my sweet little plaything waiting for me. All of those summons and none could hold a candle to how wonderful you are. Receiving you was the best gift I've ever received, especially on days like this when I need to take out my frustration. Kiss. Very good. I just want to take some time to connect with my favorite slut. You've been left alone all day, haven't you? Did you edge yourself once an hour like the chore list said? I believe the chores for you today involved edging once an hour. It also involved deep throat practice, riding practice, and fucking machine practice. Were you a good slut for mistress and got everything done on time? And that's what I want to hear. What a good toy, training your holes to be free use for me. It's important that you're able to take whatever I give you. You wouldn't want to embarrass me in front of anyone, would you? I didn't think so. Why don't you bend over for me, toy? Show me exactly what's mine. Oh, that's a good job. Such graceful movement, slut. You're improving quickly. That's a good thing. It makes me beam with pride seeing how far you've come along, happily offering yourself to me. It doesn't matter which of your holes I pick from, does it? As long as I'm the one that's inside you, right? That's a good toy. It's so nice coming home after a long day of work to a slut like you. Someone to take my frustrations out on. It doesn't matter if you're in the shower, if you're cleaning, even if you're reading something. If I want you, then I get to have you, plaything. You're mine. My toy to play with as I please. And it makes me happy to see you bent over like this. Cute little lass on display. Makes such a lovely noise whenever I spank it. Practically begging for another hit, aren't you? It feels good, huh? You're just happy that mistress is using you, aren't you? Does it matter if it's for pain or for pleasure? No, it doesn't. What matters is being a toy. Taking what I give you is the most important thing for you. That's right. Fuck. You look so good like this. Ass stinging just a bit more with every spank. Tears streak down your adorable face as you let out more pitiful little noises. It feels good to be back in your place, doesn't it? I just don't want you forgetting it anytime soon. You're my free you slut, aren't you? I can take you whenever the fuck I want because you're mine. Who do you belong to, toy? And who owns this ass of yours? Who owns your pleasure? Who decides if you get to come? You're my plaything to do what I please with. And it makes me happy to see your pain transforming into pleasure like this. I'm already starting to feel better after letting off some steam like this. Do you want to know what I think will make it even better? If you were automatically ready for me, it's not like I have to go through the effort of opening you up when I have magic that does it for me. You're whole, instantly wet and open and leaking for whatever I decide to fuck you with. Should it be a cock? Maybe two. Ooh, or maybe a tentacle, or a tentacle-like cock, or maybe just some muscly tendril. There's so many options. I think I prefer this one. Forming a barbed cock from the shadows themselves. Yes. That's better. This feels proper. Something about that one sounded better than the rest. Maybe because I know I'm about to fuck you. Don't even have to wait or ask for permission. You're my free, you slut. And that means I get to have you whenever the fuck I want, doesn't it? Yeah, that's fucking right. I get to fuck this hole of yours whenever I want. Who does it belong to, toy? That's right. It's mine. It might be attached to you, but I can slut your hole out however the fuck I want. I can turn you into whatever kind of whore I want. And you, well, you'll thank me for it because that's what you're here to do. Your job is to bend over and take it. Your only purpose here is to lay back and look pretty for me. That's all a plaything like you is good for. Such an easy slut. It's not even hard to get you to spread your legs. You do it for anyone who so much as looks your way. So happy to get something inside you, so eager to be filled. You're happiest like this, aren't you? I know you are. My shadowy tendrils sliding in and out of you so easily. Not a hint of resistance from your hole. Not when it feels good like this. Yeah, you want more. Always so greedy for it. The moment you get something inside you, it's all you can think about. Rocking yourself against me as my cock starts to fuck deeper into you. That's it, toy. It feels good to be played with, doesn't it? I mean, what's the point of having a free use fuck doll if I'm not able to bend you over whenever I want, right? Oh, yeah. It feels so good that you can't even shut your whore mouth, letting moans pour out of you. You're so happy to be used after a long day of chores. The toys can't compare to the real thing, can they? No, they can't. I've ruined you for anything except me. And you know what? That suits me just fine. I don't think a toy like you needs more than one mistress. One is good enough for you. I take good care of you, don't I? Fuck you as often as a free use fuck doll needs. I come inside you at least twice a day. Once when I get home from work and once before bed. And on top of that, I usually fuck you while you clean up dinner and in the mornings, whenever you take your showers. Really, any time that I'm home and happen to think you look so good. I mean, it's not my fault you wear all those slutty outfits I got you. It's what toys are supposed to wear. It lets other demons know your status. It shows the world what a whore you really are. It's not like a fuck doll knows how to say no to cock, right? No. It feels too good. Oh, yes. Moaning with each thrust inside your greedy hole. You're insatiable. Can't get enough. Love how the shadowy tendrils of my magical cock curl up inside you. I know, it feels good. I don't expect you to be smart enough to control your reactions. You're just a plaything after all. A dumb toy for me to fuck and fill. You're empty without me, without my cock. You didn't have a purpose before I came into your life. And now you're a happy fuck doll. You get to feel good. You get to moan and lay back and look good. That's all that is ever expected of a free use slut like yourself. I mean, You're not capable of much more than that. Too stupid for your own good. You should be happy that you're good enough to fuck, that your hole feels as good as it does wrapped around me. Doesn't it make you happy knowing you have some sort of value at least, if only as a fuck doll? Oh, that's right. Keep moaning on my cock for me, toy. That's all you're good for. This is where you excel. We're meant to be a toy more than you were meant to be anything else. Look at how well you take it for me, fuck doll. Yes, that's it. What a good slut. Crying out in pleasure as you take me nice and deep. Yeah, come on. Rock your hips for me. This is about making me come, isn't it? You don't want to make me upset and get another spanking, right? That's right. So nice to have a plaything to take my frustrations out on. Nothing like having a slut underneath me moaning and begging for more. So much better than all those summoners. I actually like fucking you, like how you feel around me. And you love how my cock fills you up, how the inky tendrils curl inside you and massage your walls, rippling and vibrating against you. Oh, it's never enough for a whore like yourself. Always so happy to be fucked. Always so willing to do whatever you're told. It's not that you have a mind for yourself. You don't need one. You're a free, you slut, aren't you? You do what others tell you to. Hells, you're such a slut for it. You're lucky you wound up with a succubus who can actually handle what you need. I can't imagine how many humans it would take to actually keep you satisfied. A slut like yourself just needs it all, don't you? That's right. I mean, just look at you, doing such a good job of making me feel good. If you come, that's just a bonus, isn't it? You either come on my cock or you don't come at all, do you understand? At least your brain is functioning enough to understand that. Probably because it involves you orgasming, your favorite thing in the world to do. Coming is your favorite hobby because you're just a stupid little plaything, a free use toy for me to feed myself on whenever I get a little hungry or a little empty. Oh, you always take whatever I give you. Yes, you do. You don't even care about the stinging from the spanking earlier. It's faded into bliss, a pleasant all-over body haze that feels amazing. Your body twitches as you get closer, as I continue to thrust inside you. I'm getting closer myself. And that's the real reward, isn't it? A fuck doll like yourself is just happy to be used and came inside, right? That's all you need. That's all any good toy needs, and you're a good toy, aren't you? A set of holes for me to use as I see fit, to bury myself in whenever I feel the urge. It's not like you know how to say no. That's why you're a free, you slut, right? You were always one. You just needed the right owner to take control and harness it. Now you can be as much of a whore as you want. You just have to be my whore, right? A fuck doll to do whatever the fuck I want with. Moaning as my hips thrust against you, your pleasure getting closer. Oh, fuck. You're teetering on a hedge, aren't you? Oh, so desperate, toy. It's like you want to come or something. Oh, fuck, so fucking good. Every spank makes you clench around me tighter, dragging more pleasure out of my tendrils. No, you feel so good. I don't think. Oh, I'm close. You gonna come with me, toy? Going to be a proper plaything and come when mistress comes? Then prove it to me. I know you want to. Can feel how close you are as your whole twitch is around me. Oh, fuck. Be a good fucked on and come with me. That felt so good. You were wonderful, fuck doll. That's exactly what I needed after a day like today. Did I go too hard with you? Do you want some magic to heal you up? I'm glad you like the sting of a sore ass toy. It's one of the reasons you make such a good plaything. The rougher I am with you, the more you seem to like it. You are always going to end up in the lust lair of hell with a sexual appetite like yours. I'm just happy you're here as a plaything and not as a fellow demon. You would have been some real competition for me. It's better this way. It's more fun for you to be domesticated by a succubus, right? It's the most a toy like you can hope to achieve. Beyond spreading your legs and looking good, do you actually have any other talents? That's true. You are training yourself out of a gag reflex. But that's still a sexual skill. Your answer shows me just how stupid you are, little slut. It's cute how you thought spreading your legs and sucking cock were two completely different things. They both still make you a whore, don't they? You really are stupid. What would you do without me, toy? You would be a complete mess. Totally lost, right? It's a good thing a succubus like me decided to take pity on little old you. Such a desperate toy. The only way for you to be even remotely happy is to be free use. You're only happy when you're being fucked. Only satisfied when you're filled with cum, like right now. It starts to trail down your inner thigh, but you don't care. You don't have the decency to. Happy to go about cleaning and getting dinner started because that's just what you do. And if I walked up behind you and decided to have another round, what would you say? That's right. The only words a plaything like yourself needs to know are more and please and yes. No isn't in your vocabulary. Not since I took you in. You wouldn't even know how to say it because it's always a yes with me. You always want whatever I have for you. You're mine completely, aren't you? That's a good slut. Now, I'll leave you to go cook dinner. There's something I want to set up in the bedroom for later tonight. I want to see if you actually did your chores like you said, plaything. I expect dinner to be ready when I come out in an hour. You wouldn't want to earn another spanking, fuck doll. It's already going to be hard to walk tomorrow.